We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Satisfied. We have the capability to do some good things, and we've connected the dots in this lineup a lot of different ways. In the same token, you have two players leave the game tonight. I don't think there's any time to get big-chested and start beating on it right now. You got to show up tomorrow, you got to figure out another way to beat these guys.
Clint Hurdle on his Pirates, who are down Francisco Cervelli and Starling Marte today, and maybe Marte for some longer extent of time. I think Cervelli is those just your typical
bruised,
day game after a night
bruised
game.
Forearm or whatever. Those oblique side discomfort or whatever they
linger.
Those can be because you know there's so much torque involved in swinging the bat.
Sure. The Pirates have weathered the storm without Josh Harrison. Their do everything infielder, outfielder, guy that was their all-star representative last year out with that hand injury, and the Pirates find themselves without him in first place this morning. Just to let everybody know what it means to be in first place a quarter of the way through the season, I'll just use last year as a guide. At this point last year, these were the six teams in first place: Colorado, Milwaukee, Washington in the National League, Houston, Minnesota, and the Yankees in the American League. Of those six teams, five of them made the playoffs. The only team that missed out was Milwaukee. Only two of them, though, won divisions. Houston won the West, and Washington won the East. So actually, four out of the six teams that were in first place a quarter of the way through the season did not win the division. So all six of those teams finished with a winning record, though. You're seven games over 500 a quarter of the way through the season. Chances are better than not that you're going to finish the season with more than 81 wins. And I think given the expectations for the Pirates going into the season, that would be for management here. If this team won 83 or 84 games, I think they'd be delighted by that. I think they'd feel like they were vindicated and validated, because that would be give me their record last year. Was it 75 and 87?
75, yep.
So that would be, you know, they win 83 games. That's an 8-win improvement off of last year with McCutcheon and Cole out of the lineup, off the roster.
And you were going to lose McCutcheon after this year anyway.
I think they'd tell you, even though 83 wins is not going to get you in the playoffs, I think they tell you, look, we were right and you were wrong. It was smart to get rid of those guys. Nutting told The Athletic that he wanted this team to get younger, hungrier, and more aggressive. And he compared the roster right now to the 2013 team, which was a playoff team and won 94 games. Now, I think there are some big differences between that playoff team and this team. That team went out and brought veterans in. I'll give Huntington and Nutting credit for that. They brought Martin in. They brought him in to catch. They were the highest bidder on him. I think he helped author that turnaround.
Absolutely.
They signed Francisco Liriano. They traded for Mark Melancon. So they made some pretty substantial moves. That was not a very... I would not
and
call
that's
when
they brought in Marlon Byrd, right?
At the deadline, and Marno, right?
Didn't do much here, but he was still a decent pickup at the time.
Yeah, that was not a super young team. They only had two guys in the lineup who were young. Starling Marte
and Garrett
Cole. Came
within one win of going to the National League Championship Series.
That's right.
You know, Charlie Morton pitched outstanding in Game 4 and happened to run into Waka, who was just a little bit better, and then obviously Garrett Cole was no match for Wainwright.
When are fans going to start treating this team like a first-place outfit? 412-928-9370. Here's Tim. He's on the fan. Hi, Tim.
Hey. Speaker here. Just a comment about the bandwagon comments. I hope to put everything to rest, and I know I won't. But nobody likes to go to a knowingly bad movie. Nobody invests in a knowingly bad stock, and it's hard to go support a knowingly bad team. Now, that's not to take away from the people who are long-term fans of an emblem or a team or a city. It's not the same individuals. I'm a long-term Saints fan from 1965, 66. Those guys are, most of them are probably not even with us anymore. But we got to kind of discern just make the difference between a fan that's proud of where they are, the team is right now, or are they just a fan of the city or the emblem? I don't know what to tell you.
I'm not quite sure
what's your point.
What is your point here? I mean, you say you don't want to support a bad movie or a bad team. Right now, they're not a bad movie or a bad team. Right now, they're in first place.
I understand.
So I'm not quite sure what your point is.
I'm going to let Tim go.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what he was talking about.
I think this is what I might want to say about that. If it's a 2-hour movie, we're only a half hour in. And there's been a lot of action in the first half hour. They've blown some things up, and they've got my attention, but I don't know what the rest of the movie is going to look like. And I think there are a lot of fans who still harbor those feelings.
And you know what? I love the negative connotation to bandwagon fans. You know who would love bandwagon fans?
This organization.
The Pirates would love them. They would welcome you every step of the way. You know, there's nothing wrong with if you see something you like and it grows on you, then you start to support it. There's nothing wrong with that. I never understood that. It's a negative. Oh, you're a bandwagon fan.
Ron, the vast...
The Pirates would love bandwagon
fans. The vast majority of fans operate that way.
And there's nothing wrong with
that. I agree. There are only a few teams in a few sports, in a few college towns, or in a few pro sports towns where basically they turn the lights on and fans show up. That's not every team has that luck or that luxury. And this is definitely not one of those teams. So,
and that's okay.
I do understand fans who think that 40 games is not enough, though.
And that's fine, too. You know, maybe it'll be 50 games, 60 games, 70 games. Maybe by 80 games they'll be out of it. Who knows? But all they can do is what they're doing now is winning games.
Scott is next. Hi, Scott.
Hi, guys. I really enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I have a kind of a different viewpoint on the whole inactivity in the offseason. My point is, you know, just because they didn't make a move in the offseason, they clearly have needs now. So why not? There's eight teams on pace to lose 100 games. Are they out there now trying to get another arm? Are they out there now trying to better the team? I mean, they're obviously off to a great start, good start, whatever you want to classify it as. Do they have to wait to the deadline to make a move to bolster the club?
You know what? I don't know that you have to wait. I don't know that you have to wait to the deadline, but you very rarely see trades on May 15th or 16th. You just don't see it. Even those teams that are off to horrible starts, unless you really overpay, they're not going to give you much.
I can think of one last year that surprised me. When Freddie Freeman got hurt in Atlanta, and they were not trying to make the playoffs last year.
When they got to St. Louis,
that's when
Adams.
They brought Matt Adams in, and it was really early in the year, and
you
almost never see deals
that
like
happen.
That.
No.
I will say this, though. If there's a team that would benefit from something like that, it's this one. In both on the field, if it's a bullpen arm, and in PR. Because that would show a very clear sign or obvious sign to the fans that they are willing to put something into the team to win beyond what they already have out there on the field. When does apathy turn to interest in the Pirates? 22 days in first place, only 11,000 fans at the game last night. When do people start to come back in droves? When does the buy-in start? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Maybe that's bugging you. Brought to you by Pesco Professional Services, providing complete facility care to tri-state area businesses. Tonight in hockey, it is the Vegas Knights and the Winnipeg Jets, and that's our Chase for the Cup brought to you by Carson City Saloon. Live from Federal Street, it's Cook and Pony on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.